poll, Republican Representative Lee Zeldin shows lead over Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul. By Jacob Bliss on March 14, 2022. The Republican candidate for New York Governor, Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, released an internal poll Monday showing that he can beat Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul, who was only elevated to the position following the former governor's resignation. The internal campaign survey, first reported by the New York Post, showed in a hypothetical matchup between Zeldin and Hochul, he would receive 45.5% of the vote, slightly edging out the Democrats' 44%. The rest said they were undecided. Over the last year, we have built an unparalleled movement, powered by thousands of volunteers, tens of thousands of grassroots donations and scores of New Yorkers who are waking up and all in to save our state, said Zeldin told the Post. The survey asked 800 voters and was conducted by John McLaughlin and Associates. There was no margin of error given, but the Post mentioned that the results are within the margin. These numbers aren't because of luck. They're thanks to hard work, the right message, strategy and execution, and also taking absolutely nothing for granted, Zeldin added. The survey said that crime was their top issue in the state, while 1 in 5 of the voters said it was their top concern. There was also 17% who said taxes were their top concern. This is a major plus for a Republican running in the state. Last year, the Democrats running the state raised the taxes and approved what appears to be a very unpopular, no cash bail law. The respondents were also asked about President Joe Biden, where only 43% approved of Biden, while 55% disapproved. In the 2020 presidential election, Biden received over 60% of the vote in the Empire State. Only 44% of the respondents approved of Hochul, with 48% disapproved. As we continue to get our message out coming off of this month's Republican and Conservative Party conventions and after airing television and radio ads statewide since the beginning of February, Zeldin added. It's never been more clear that we have the issues on our side. We have the momentum of our side, and there's a big red wave headed straight for New York in 2022. Although Zeldin received the nomination from the state Republican Party convention earlier this month, he still has to win the primary race. Andrew Giuliani, former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, and businessman Harry Wilson are also running the primary. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.